everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
How do you think this name is pronounced? I'm going to spell it for you. First name, T-I-M-O-T-H-E-E. But it got that thing over the first E. I call it an enye. It's not an enye like in Spanish.
Nobody
but it's got,
knows what the
it's
thing
like
is.
The, you know, it's like the slash thing above the E. Last name, C-H-A-L-A-M-E-T. He's a famous actor. How do you think you say that, Raven?
Timothy Shamalamanaman.
Good.
That guy.
The guy from Dune.
The guy with the hair.
Willy Wonka.
In the face.
Kylie Jenner's boyfriend.
You know that guy.
So yesterday, I said this on the air. Yesterday, there was a Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest at a park in Manhattan. And then everybody freaked out. Everybody started calling me dumb on text messages.
Yeah.
And then on the phone line. And then I got called into the boss's office as if I was some kind of idiot.
I mean, you are overly sensitive about the pronunciation thing. But, you say a lot of words. So when you say a lot of words, sometimes you're going to make some mistakes. It's not a big deal.
Here's the thing. It's like I get up every day at 3:00 in the morning and I come and I do the best show I possibly can every single day. 99% of the time, I don't hear a single thing from anybody in the world. The minute I mispronounce a name, I will get so many emails and text messages. It's like all of a sudden I exist because I'm a moron and I mispronounce the name.
Until that moment, though, nobody has any use for you.
None. Until I can point out.
I'd like to hear that speech again about how you wake up every day and you do the best job you can.
No.
Vote for Anna Zapp for mispronunciation because it's okay.
Oh, gosh.
Even if you sound like an idiot. You said it. Your word's not mine.
So I went around the office asking, how do you pronounce this name of this actor who was in Dune and was Willy Wonka?
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet.
I mean, they're all
Timothy Chalamet.
They all said it that way.
They all said it exactly that way.
There was a couple variations.
Okay.
I know the name, so it's Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy
Chalamet.
And then there was this.
It was nice.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, Chalamet.
Yep.
Right, he knows how to read.
Yep.
He's what it says.
Charlemont.
Mm.
Yep.
So here's the one thing I do every single time there's a name that I'm not sure of. And you probably don't know this, but I go spend a lot of time on YouTube watching a million different interviews to see how do the late night hosts and the reputable hosts on TV pronounce it. Because obviously they've been taught by the actual people, right?
I mean, but they can make mistakes too. I mean, I don't feel like they go into the dressing room and they go, teach me how to say your name.
I don't feel like they do. I think that there's an assistant that does that 100%.
Well, an assistant, 100%. But still, then it's like the telephone game. One person's telling you, you're taking it from them. I don't know.
So here's what he said in an interview. There's a couple different clips.
Mm-hmm. It's pronounced Timothy.
It's whatever you'd like.
I always thought, I don't know if you guys, I thought it was Timothée because of the double E's at the end.
It's supposed to be, but you could say Doug, Alex, Rick.
I'm just going to call him Timmy. Timmy C.
Tiny Tim.
Yeah, then he goes on.
You have so many names. And because your dad's French, are you really Timothée?
It's supposed to be Timothée, but that always just seemed like too obnoxious a requirement to put on people, so.
How about we just let the French handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Je présente Timothée Chalamet. D'ailleurs, il suffit d'appuyer sur le bouton record pour qu'il se lâche.
Even though they're French and his name is French, the dude takes a pause before he says the last name like it's a speed bump he's going to run over. I don't think he's even sure. Listen to it.
Hold on. You want to hear that one again?
Yeah,
I have
French
another
one.
French one. I have another French one. Hold on.
French one.
Je présente Timothée Chalamet.
Chalamet. That's like kind of what I said before.
But he stops and he's like jumping over a cliff when he says it.
How about this way?
Timothée Chalamet, 18 ans. Je peux faire le foot, taekwondo.
I mean, he's talking about taekwondo.
He did what I did. He just ran it right over.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's Timothée Chalamet.
My name is Timothée Chalamet. And...
All right, I'm going to stick with that. Timothée Chalamet. You know what? Timmy C. From now on, when you hear me call about Timmy C, you know what's up.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.